Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, folks. President Biden newly announced ban on new drilling and further oil and gas development on millions of acres of U.S. coastal and offshore waters. He announced yesterday, again, standing in the way of one of the cornerstones of President-elect Donald Trump. Here to talk to us about Darren Bakst with Competitive Enterprise Institute energy policy expert. Darren, welcome to the show.
That's great to be here. Thanks.
This completely mystifies me. You know, I thought that we had come together during the election. People were, both sides were in favor of fracking. Both sides were in favor of drilling. They bragged about how they increased the number of drilling permits and drilling production that was done in this country. And then on the way out, words, you know, actions speak louder than words. Their true colors come shining through.
Yeah, it seems kind of fitting. I mean, it's on President Biden's first day of office, he blocked the Keystone pipeline, and now he's basically blocking over 625 million acres of the U.S. ocean from offshore drilling. So you won't be able to have future oil and natural gas leases. And the problem is that the action, first of all, it's kind of a unilateral action, and it's also indefinite. So until something is done, it's going to just kind of keep going. So then the question is, how do you go about fixing this? And there might be some ways. I mean, Congress certainly could pass legislation. President Trump might be able to reverse the Biden action, although there are some questions regarding that as well.
So all of a sudden, I guess there was divine intervention or something came to the, you know, the top of his mind that the seashore is something that is concerning enough to do this. I mean, you know,
yeah,
I mean, believe in coincidences. The timing is just really interesting. He's on his way out. He's not going to have to suffer anything politically. I guess they figure in 4 years, people will forget about that he engaged in this ignorant executive action. I mean, how else can you explain
it? Yeah, I mean, this is his going away present to the American people to, I mean, what it's going to do is it's going to limit the supply of oil and natural gas. It's going to drive up prices down the line. And, you know, a lot of focus will be on the fact that it'll drive up prices in the future. But the reality is when the government takes actions like this, this is a signal to the market, and it can have an effect on prices even now. I don't know, you know, I can't go into his head and know why he's doing it, except this is certainly an inappropriate action. It's kind of consistent with what he has done throughout his presidency, which is to restrict access to kind of oil and gas. And he's taking this sweeping action that's going to hurt Americans, especially if you're talking about driving up energy prices. It's going to hurt American families and low cost and low income Americans the most, who will just suffer through higher energy prices. You know, we've all suffered through higher prices across the board with Biden, and it's actions like this that play a part in why we are suffering through higher prices.
Well, when you take this action coupled with the most recent action by the Department of Energy relative to natural gas heaters, hot water heaters, right? Water heaters for homes. They've passed these new efficiency standards that are going to basically about 40% of new tankless water heaters will be off the market by 2029 in just 4 years. And at the average cost for the consumer to purchase new water heaters is going to be about $450 more on average than it is today.
Yeah.
Natural gas water heaters is one of the most efficient systems that we have for our homes. I have gas water heaters in my home. I would never, if I had electric, my electric bill would be off the rails. And, you know, and what I pay in gas is nothing.
Yeah, these appliance regulations kind of assume that consumers are stupid. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, it's just some idea that they think that the consumer will not be able to figure out whether or not there are any savings. And therefore, we need to, government should just impose these requirements and hope that the savings will be achieved over the life of over the once you've owned the appliance. Of course, a lot of the savings are never realized, and consumers can make choices on their own. They don't need the government to tell them what kind of things to buy. There's a lot of reasons why you buy a certain appliance, including the quality of the appliance, and of course the cost. I mean, the one thing I would stress is that this effort, this attack on energy, is multi-pronged. It's restricting. You've got restricting kind of oil and natural gas. You've got trying to limit the ability to have natural gas hookups in buildings, changing building codes by the government. It's trying to restrict or limit appliances that use natural gas. It's, you know, you can just kind of go down the list. It's regulations that will limit the ability to produce electricity through reliable sources of electricity, like natural gas and coal. It's just kind of a multi-pronged attack, and this is just one piece of it, this latest ban and on offshore drilling. And also, what you're talking about, appliance regulations, is another key component of this effort.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, first it was gas stoves, now it's gas water heaters.
They're hitting everything. Any appliance you can think of, they're pretty much hitting.
I mean, what's left and what's next? I mean, you know, they're attacking exploration, they're attacking production, and they're attacking the consumer side, consumption.
Also thinking about cars. You know, yeah. They're attacking cars. And that's awesome. I mean, so President Trump has got, or President-elect Trump, but he'll be president soon. And the Trump administration has a lot of things to undo because a lot of these policies have been adopted or regulations have been finalized. So there's going to be efforts to try to get rid of those regulations. There are things that Congress needs to do. So unfortunately, I think a big part of, and then you got the whole Inflation Reduction Act, which spends billions or probably trillions of dollars on pushing this Green New Deal. Which includes policies like pushing certain appliances or trying to get people away from the use of natural gas. So you have to get rid of these Inflation Reduction Act subsidies. So you have to get rid of regulations. It's everything, subsidies, taxes, regulations. And it's all this kind of central plan to try to shift country away from the use of fossil fuels and kind of reliable energy sources. And you have to undo it. And then we can start moving forward, I'd say, to try to push for really genuine kind of freedom for energy consumers and for energy producers.
Darren, correct me if I'm wrong. In the waning days of the Biden administration, I mean, in the Obama administration, some similar actions were taken under the authority given to the president of the 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act. That went to court. Trump tried to push back. Then President Trump tried to push back on those EAs and failed. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's kind of the So in this current situation, Biden is using, as you said, the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act to try to withdraw this area. And Obama did something like it as well. Trump tried to limit what Obama did. And a district court in Alaska said he wasn't allowed to. I won't get into all the details. It's kind of confusing anyway. But I will say the Ninth Circuit vacated that decision. Because it was a moot. So there's kind of some thought that there's some legal questions regarding whether or not President Trump can undo what Biden has done this latest round. But, you know, even though there's some legal questions, it does appear that there's a decent chance he could. And it shouldn't be assumed that he can't do something on his own. In fact, President George W. Bush actually reversed what his father did in terms of limiting offshore drilling. And nothing was challenged in that regard. So I think it's a live legal issue. So it's very possible that President Trump could, in fact, try to undo what Biden did. And then it would just have to be litigated and see what happens. But hopefully Congress would try to take action. And maybe they can use the reconciliation process to pass legislation to help undo the harm from Biden's actions. The reconciliation process is desirable because it's a way to pass legislation without dealing with a filibuster. So I would imagine Congress will try to go after this Biden action right away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously these are revenue streams for the federal government. If we're thinking about trying to balance our budget or pay off some of our debt or finance future military spending because we have antiquated assets in our Department of Defense, this is like the proverbial cutting off your nose to spite your face, right?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why it's probably ideal for reconciliation. It's definitely a revenue measure. You know, it's a way to generate royalties and get money as well, which is something. There are certain rules for reconciliation. And then, so this should fit perfectly fine. I think the problem what Biden did mostly is that one is unilateral, but it's just so sweeping. You know, it's just such a huge, it's pretty much everything. You know, it's not this narrow area that he's trying to block off from drilling. He's trying to block pretty much across the board. That's ultimately going to hurt America's now and kind of in the future. And it's going to take, just going to make it more difficult and also disrespects, I think, the electorate, which I think, as you said at the start of the interview, I mean, I think it was pretty clear that the American people want to be able to unleash American energy. They don't want to hinder American energy and tie our hands and make it more difficult and make us have to rely on other governments, foreign governments, maybe unfriendly countries when it comes to oil and natural gas. But Biden didn't care, and that's a problem. He got this lame duck president, and that's what he did. And now we're going to have to figure out a way to undo this damage.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, that's a lot of authority within the executive department, and it seems to run contrary to this whole balance of power notion in our constitutional republic, that an outgoing lame duck president can take or issue executive orders or take executive action that is permanent in nature. You know, I know that it's unresolved right now, but could be permanent in nature. That's a lot of authority.
It is. I think that Congress is going to have to go clarify that or Continental Shelf Lands Act, and just they're going to have to amend it. It's just too sweeping of authority.
I think lame duck presidents' hands ought to be tied further, except in the case of national security. I mean, you know, to get to go get off in all these ideological warfares and be able to issue these orders, you know, that have some permanency to them is absolutely ridiculous. You know, things that they would never do in the midst of running for reelection, but they'll just do it now because they can. And there's you don't have any accountability, and you can't. It's not going to hurt them. So, well, I'll just do it. It doesn't matter. I got a pension. I'm riding off into the sunset. Nobody likes me much anyway. So what am I going to lose?
It's been a long-standing problem. You know, you probably heard the term midnight regulations.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this is. I mean, it's definitely not a regulation, but it's the same concept. You know, the outgoing president just kind of does everything right at the end. And, yes, yeah, it disrespects, I think, the system. I think it's kind of, and I think Congress has got to figure out a way to really address these midnight regulations, but also these actions by that the president himself can take. Quite honestly, Congress authorized the president to have such power. I don't know that the president actually has this power. If it's that clear whether or not it's this much power to necessarily to go this crazy with how much he withdrew from.
No doubt of that is something that
drilling,
we need to resolve for sure, right? And for sure.
So there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, Darren, I got to get to a break. I got to get to a break. I apologize, but thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time and your insight, Darren Banks, Competitive Enterprise Institute, energy policy expert. That was a tongue twister. Have a great week. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, take care.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.